Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 15, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Algorithm to reduce inter-rater variability in assessment of Intermax patient profiles. Provider variability in Intermax patient profile assignments previously existed during durable left ventricular assist device implantation. To address this, a novel algorithm was successfully developed to standardize the derivation of a patient's Intermax patient profile acuity. This algorithm assists clinicians in making more consistent patient acuity assessments for durable left ventricular assist device candidacy. Article number 2. Heart failure risk in patients with systemic autoimmune inflammatory diseases. Heart failure represents a significant cause of morbidity and mortality among patients with systemic autoimmune inflammatory diseases. A retrospective cohort study of 182,795 adult patients with these conditions successfully described the specific heart failure risk profiles within this population. The study also identified associations between cardiovascular drug use and the occurrence of incident heart failure. This provides important information on cardiac disease burden and potential therapeutic impacts in systemic autoimmune inflammatory diseases. Article number 3. Enlarged perivascular spaces among Hispanic and Latino adults in Soinka MRI. The study identified preliminary associations between enlarged perivascular spaces and cerebrovascular small vessel disease, cortical atrophy, and cognitive impairment. These findings were observed in a select cohort of Hispanic and Latino adults. This research specifically addressed the underrepresentation of this population in dementia research, despite their higher prevalence of dementia and vascular disease. Brain magnetic resonance imaging was utilized to investigate these critical cerebrovascular markers. Article number 4. Longitudinal validation of a deep learning index for aortic stenosis progression. This study successfully validated a deep learning-derived index for aortic stenosis continuum, demonstrating its longitudinal changes over time. The index's prognostic association with progression to severe aortic stenosis was confirmed. Researchers retrospectively analyzed data from 2,373 patients, encompassing 7,371 transthoracic echocardiograms to establish these findings. This provides a robust method for disease tracking and progressive aortic stenosis. Article number 5. Association between high-density lipoprotein to low-density lipoprotein ratio and clinical outcomes in intracerebral hemorrhage results from a multi-center prospective registry. This study investigated the relationship between high-density lipoprotein to low-density lipoprotein ratios and long-term clinical outcomes in patients with intracerebral hemorrhage. The research successfully characterized the associations of these lipidemic profiles with functional dependence and mortality. Findings were derived from a multi-center prospective registry, providing real-world data on intracerebral hemorrhage outcomes. This addresses a knowledge gap regarding lipidemic profiles in intracerebral hemorrhage compared to ischemic stroke. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.